Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, sitting in for Bernard Lim. Now, the global COVID-19 pandemic has made networking more important than ever for professionals to secure opportunities now and also in preparation for the future. According to findings, though, from the LinkedIn Opportunity Index 2020, nearly 2 in 5 Singaporeans believe that their networks are inadequate. Younger Singaporeans, Gen Z and millennials in particular, see the lack of networking and connections as one of the most difficult barriers to overcome. Today we're speaking to Ivy Tzu, CEO of Halogen Foundation Singapore, who'll talk about their partnership with LinkedIn coaches and how it's helping the younger generation move forward in their careers. Ivy, thanks for joining us today.
Hello there. Hi.
So talk
thanks
to us,
for having us.
Oh, happy to have you. So talk to us about that network gap and its impact. The network gap is, say, more prominent for younger Singaporeans, as you've found out?
Well, the findings actually are from the LinkedIn survey, but I think it does really square up for what you observe. In terms of the definition, the network gap really is about the lack of connections and access to opportunities. And, you know, when we square up with what we observe on the ground, I find that they're broadly into two categories, I would say. One is in our nature of work as a youth development charity, we do work with those that are from a more disadvantaged backgrounds. So some of them don't have the immediate access because of the situation or the environment that they're in. But interestingly, just from observing the broader landscape of youth as well, even those of us who actually have opportunity for accessing these networks, the gap also exists. But very often in the context of not being able to know how to reach out adequately and tap onto this network. So people actually feel that, you know, I don't have a place to turn to when it comes to this whole abstract thing of networking.
Yeah. Mm. I think also we might need to define, so it's just doesn't mean just because you have certain access to, say, some social media sites, professional social media sites or social media sites for professionals, and then you add, and you have thousands of people you're connected to, it doesn't necessarily mean you have a network, does it?
Yes, yeah. That's right, exactly. I mean, the good thing is that technology and apps help us make it so easy, right? You can just click and then build people on there. But just because you have a click or a link digitally with someone, being able to tap on this, what you call a network in this case, would possibly be very different because it's a function of other things like building a relationship, getting to know people and knowing how to make the right ask as well.
Why do you think, though, so few Singaporeans actually do this?
Well, there are a few dimensions to look at it. For one, I think networking sometimes has this bad name where people just feel like networking is really just getting to a platform, shaking a couple of hands with people, passing on name cards and making small talk, and immediately you have a network. Well, you've built a bridge or a connection by establishing who each other are, but you don't actually have something deep that you can tap upon. So I think that's one part of network. The other part is on the digital aspect is that while we have all these apps that make it really easy for us, I think it also makes it very cluttered. I mean, we could just sit at the LinkedIn platform all day and I could just add like 50 new friends within an hour.
Is that really a network?
So we're actually, I mean, executing the networking part of the word, the verb, which is really just connecting, clicking and building that. But tapping on it for actually giving value to each other, that's a very different thing altogether.
Let's talk about, though, anecdotally, I've heard how some people feel bad about it. It feels as though I'll only connect with somebody if I needed something. That's so horrible, so to speak, as an example.
Yes. And I guess it also goes back to how we kind of seen networking as a tool or a giant. I mean, we find that sometimes we our young people come and tell us they want to have, you know, more communication skills. I want to learn how to network. And I think intrinsically, in terms of the definition, we probably have fallen into the gap of thinking about it as a place where I get something that I want. Mm. And I think what's really healthy when we think about networking is first, what do you have to contribute to that connection and relationship? Being genuine about wanting to know that person too doesn't come starting with the point of what can I get out of this relationship.
All right, so then let's talk about how we can go about building our networks and our connections in a more authentic manner.
for one, when we actually reach out or at least kind of advise or coach young people in terms of networking and mentorship opportunities, it's important to also be reflective at the start about what you're coming into this for. It's not uncommon that sometimes through our career conversations platforms, our mentorship platforms, we get a lot of feedback that the mentors or the people who are offering their network tell us, well, the youth was very quiet in the chat. And when I asked what questions they had or what help they needed, they couldn't articulate it. And I think step one is really being able to make sense of what you are hoping. What's the obstacle that you're hoping that someone with a different perspective could add value to? The second thing may also be about thinking about what are things that you can contribute. And sometimes you may not get immediately, right? Because if I'm working with someone or networking with someone who is a really senior C-suite advisor, I don't think there's much that I think I can value. But being open to share stories, to share journeys, I think sometimes these people who have come to the table to say that, you know, I want to journey with a young person, and we see a lot of these people, they also want to get some sincerity of knowing, you know, your walk and getting to know you genuinely as a person. So some fundamentals to get right before you actually click the connect button and strike out the conversation.
Right. Ivy Zi is CEO of Halogen Foundation Singapore. Let's talk about some other key areas that the LinkedIn survey revealed, Ivy.
The survey was actually very broad, so I don't think I'll do justice to cover everything. Just Google the LinkedIn survey. It's called the LinkedIn Opportunity Index, but they covered a whole range of things in terms of values and attitudes towards certain things like financial stability, health. And what was interesting was that when LOI, LinkedIn Opportunity Index, was embarked, they've done it across different regions, and they've also looked at different age categories. So they looked at the boomers, the millennials, the Gen Zs. We actually had a conversation with a panel on that, and it was very interesting to see that, you know, actually some patterns that we think or observe, and we kind of categorize people into certain domains, like, oh, millennials prefer this when it comes to financial security, you know, boomers have this attitude towards health. What we realize is that it shows up very differently.
Oh,
but what
you were surprised.
It shows up so differently, but fundamentally it's the same driver. So someone like a millennial or a young person thinking about health and in their life stage, they probably are more interested in knowing whether companies that they work with offer fitness packages, whereas someone at a boomer stage might be actually looking at things like, you know, insurance and protection. But the key goal is that they do value health, actually.
Ivy, how has COVID-19 or the pandemic across the globe now affected this, now we have found out, complicated process of networking?
For us, I think what was interesting internally as an organization is that I don't think it shifted that much. In fact, the transition when it comes to our mentorship and career conversations program, which are designed to help a young person build those networks, have been actually smooth. Like, I think with COVID coming in, it's forced everyone to not think about rejecting the digital option. And we've all come on board, both the mentors and mentees, very easily to actually facilitate those conversations.
So it's kind of sped it up.
Yeah, I would think it's actually very interesting, an observation. So it could be actually, you know, thinking, take a step back, that we had some mental barriers where, you know, we're not able to connect if it's not face-to-face. But
I'm
sometimes
shy.
With the right technique.
Possibly
that's not an issue actually at all.
Should the strategy of the young change then during this time?
Well, we, for one, brought all our programming onto a digital platform, and that's actually just the main pivot. And I think in that whole space where we're creating and using other things like, you know, with Zoom technology, could create the breakout rooms, so you could still have the kind of privacy in having a particular conversation. Our focus has always been equipping a young person to know that, you know, you need to think about these questions. You need to also learn the techniques or skills to ask the right questions. You need to have an open mindset. And when you apply these things, I think the media may change face-to-face or digital, but you can still get something out of it, yeah.
So you've had a partnership, the Halogen Foundation Singapore, with LinkedIn coaches. How has that been received? What do you think worked?
We started our partnership with LinkedIn almost 2 years back, and it's been really exciting. A little bit of context, Halogen does youth development work for age 9 to 25, but, you know, in the recent years, we've decided to also focus a little bit in serving tertiary youth, and by that, I define that with youth age 17 and above.
Okay.
LinkedIn came into the conversation pretty early as a partner because they were also, you know, equally vested in young people from a lens of access and opportunity. But Halogen's lens, when we started it, was really thinking about about also serving the youth who have a lack of resources or financial assistance, and this will actually help them, get perspectives about career. So we curated a series of programs. We had the bite-sized career conversations, which is kind of like think online speed dating, but it's not about speed dating, it's about careers, as well as the in-depth programs like a 6 to 8 month mentorship program. And I think across the both breadth and depth platforms, it's been very forthcoming. We had like overwhelming signups for the last few runs that we've done. And the feedback was very positive, not just for the mentees and the students coming in, but also the people who have come forward to say, I want to lend my network and story to support young people during this transition.
Oh, that's very encouraging. Ivy Tse is CEO of Halogen Foundation Singapore. Ivy, thanks for joining us today and stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.